भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Today morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 3 entitled Status Quo Chapter Number 31 The Movement of the Living Entities Text Number 35 Na tatasya bhavan moho Bandhaschanya prasangata Yosit sangat yata pumso yata tat sangi sangata na tatasya bhaven moho bandhaschanya prasangata yosit sangat yata pumso Yata tat sangi sangata. Word to word meaning? Not. Tata.
Tata.
In that manner.
In that manner.
Asya.
Asya.
Of this man.
Of
this man.
Bhavet.
May arise.
Moha.
Infatuation.
Infatuation.
Bandha.
Bondage,
cha,
and
anya parasangata. From attachment to any other objects.
Yoshit
sangat. From attachment to woman.
Yata,
as pumsa of a man.
Yata.
As
tat sangi
of men who are fond of women
sangata
from the fellowship
translation
and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada translation the infatuation and bondage which occurred to a man from attachment to any other object is not as complete as that resulting from attachment to a woman or to the fellowship of men who are fond of women. Purport. Attachment to woman is so contaminating that one becomes attached to the condition of material life not only by the association of women but by the contaminated association of persons who are too attached to them. There are many reasons for our conditional life in the material world, but the topmost of all such cases is the association of women, as will be confirmed in the following stanzas. In Kali Yuga, association with women is very strong. In every step of life, there is association with women. If a person goes to purchase something, the advertisements are full of pictures of women. The physiological attraction for women is very great and therefore people are very slack in spiritual understanding. The Vedic civilization, being based on spiritual understanding, arranges association with women very cautiously. Out of the four social division, the members of the first order, namely Brahmacharya, the third order Vanaprastha and the fourth order Sannyasa, are strictly prohibited from female association. Only in one order, the householder is there licensed to mix with women under restricted condition. In other words, attraction for women's association is the cause of the material conditioned life, and anyone interested in being freed from this conditional life must detach himself from the association of women. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Salakya Sakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha
Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrijatam Sagagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitam Sha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sudadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Seeking the blessings of all assembled Vaishnavas I'll speak from Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam, we have to make sure we understand the verse in the context. So, if we don't understand the context, and we try to understand the verse by itself, then there is a chance that some of them may get offended. And it's easy that some new people are new who are directly jumping into Srimad Bhagavatam without basic understanding or understanding of Bhagavad Gita. For that case, understanding of spirituality, they can easily find fault saying that here one, you know, not giving proper respect to women or not dealing or recognizing the gender equality, so many issues may arise. So as a devotee, we should make sure we understand how this is building up. So what we are seeing now and what brings us to this point or this verse, we should understand. If we don't understand or if we don't hear from devotees who are practicing spirituality, who is practicing Krishna consciousness, then it can be easily misled or easily we can look down upon women. So right now, Kapila Dev is discussing the journey of the living entity. So in the previous chapter, due to adverse fruitive activities, the living entity is put into hellish planet. So there are Tamishra and Anda Tamishra, two hellish planets are there, where he is given the body, you know, training to take up, you know, body of a dog or a hog. And then by divine arrangement, he is getting a chance again in human form of body. So when the child is in the womb, so he is praying. So we see the prayers of the living entity in the womb and how it is praying very wretchedly and pitifully because of his circumstances which he is in. And he doesn't want to come out, and then he comes out. And then due to ignorance, he is covered up. And then again, he is identifying with his body and trying to enjoy. So when then, you know, we see in the previous verses how the living entity is passing from childhood. So what are the activities he is trying to enjoy in childhood? he wants to play, he doesn't want to go to school, right? Then he, you know, then he move into youth, adolescent, teenage age, then adolescent, then to his adult. So here, Prabhupada is saying this infatuation and bondage. So infatuation, at least to a certain degree, we have undergone this. And, you know, interesting that it is, you know, over a time, when you are speaking to different people, you know, when you are speaking spirituality or preaching or something, what their problem, you know, they are facing, sometimes it also gives solace to us that, you know, this is not me alone. Sometimes not me alone is facing, that is a problem for everyone. That attraction, attachment and infatuation and so the Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, it not only gives us the problem, but it also gives us a solution. So that way it is very hope giving for us. So there is a problem and there is a solution, and we apply ourselves, then we can address the problem. And when we say problem, it could be most of the time it is relative in nature. So one person's problem can be another person's happiness. But the problem which is mentioned here in Srimad Bhagavatam, it addresses the root cause. It goes, it not, does not give the solution for symptomatic approach, but it gives the root cause of where this problem arising. So here is a statement, you know, in a Bhagavatam, that attachment to women is the, you know, highest of, or attached to a person who is fond of women. In actuality, attachment to person who is always fond of women is more dangerous than when sense is directly in contact with sense objects. Because when a person is attached to material things, or in that case, you know, to opposite sex, he is absorbed and is dwelled in that sense objects. So he is always thinking and he is always meditating on that. So whenever he speaks, whenever he discusses, he always comes to that point. So if you see, you know, in we could see when I was in the universities, and you know, group of boys, and then if you just observe what they're talking, or you know, we outside, whatever they see, they discuss, but it all culminates to that point of opposite sex or women or wine or wealth like that, because they've been bombarded by outside world in a false, you know, gratification. So that's why Prabhupada writes here that when we go out, we've been cheated by the, we've been cheated by people that this will give happiness. And you know, certain things will be giving happiness. So, you know, in one time I was in Swanson Street, and there was a tram, and there was an ad in the tram. It's a financial year end. So it's an ad for tax company. So the ad says, you know, like, you know, basically we will file everything to you, and you can be stress-free, or you can be enjoying. You don't have to stress. And the picture is a girl with a bikini suit. Sitting, a girl with a bikini suit, sitting relaxed in a meditation pose, and that's ad for tax company. So in no way, you know, the projection or the, you know, is related. So they misuse in a way that, you know, it will attract the opposite sex. And one more thing, when I said initially we should understand the contextual, mostly the in this case the living entity taken an example of assuming a male body. So, you know, so that's where, you know, for explaining, you know, it says woman. And but if you understand, the basic principle is we are not this body. And Krishna explained, we are the energies of Krishna. So Krishna has multifarious energy. So he has external energy and internal energy and marginal potency. So we are not this body, we are the marginal potency of the Lord. In fact, the body also belongs to Krishna. The body is made out of 8 elements, 5 gross and 3 subtle elements. And the living entity is also part and parcel of Krishna. So in that case, everything which is coming from Krishna belongs to Krishna. Doesn't matter if it is body or the spirit soul. The main problem is that when we identify with the body, so in the previous verse, so it is given, the main problem is ignorance. The ignorance is that you identify with the body. That's how Maya gives. Maya gives only one thing when we come out from the womb or when you come into this material world. It gives you the identification that you are this body. You are male. You are female. And so first is it will identify that you are body and it will make you think that your extended body, that is your relatives or your family or your kinsmen, and the place of birth is a worshipable thing. So all it gets, you know, it's like a rollover, cascading. So first one thing and then we build on that. So women in this case, the nature for us, the original constitutional nature of us is we are servant of Krishna. But when we come to material world, we want to master. So it's a perverted reflection that we want to master and we want to control or lord over the material things. So when a person thinks that a man, then he want to get attached to the opposite sex or control the woman. But women needs protection. So the Vedic civilization, Prabhupada talks about here. So in Vedic civilization, women needs protection when she is young. So the father is protected, protects her. And when she get married, then the husband protects her. And when she is old, then the elder son give protection. So that's where they are, you know, focused, because it's easy. This is addressed in Bhagavad Gita in the first chapter only. Arjuna is saying that I will not fight the war because I don't want to be cause of family destruction. So family dynasty, there are elders in the family, and if they are killed, then who will pass down the family tradition and rituals to the younger ones? So the next generation. Not only that, if the elders are not there, then the women's are, you know, free, you know, happen to mix with irresponsible people, irresponsible men, and then comes adultery. So Prabhupada writes there, good population in human society is the basic principle of peace, prosperity, and spiritual progress in life. So if we need good population, then there has to be protection to women. So because they are naturally, you know, can develop devotion. And when they are engaged properly under the guidance of head of the family or society in a proper religious rituals and activities, then they can bring about good progeny in this world. So that's why there are so many samskaras, so many rituals. So in any case, free mixing is prohibited. So we know the protection, even, you know, it is said that in Ramayana, Mother Sita, the goddess of fortune, was, you know, alone. Where Ram and Lakshman was not there, Ravan kidnapped her. So there are men who don't have any good values or don't have spiritual understanding, are like, you know, demons. They want to exploit this. So when we, you know, when we say women need protection, then there be, you know, why don't women is not treated equal, or why don't women is not given equal rights? Yes, women, you know, if you see yesterday Kesha Prabhu also brought up this point, that they are no less than men in material standing. Even, you know, if you see the exam result or pass or the state exam, whatever, you know, competitive exam, they perform much, much better than any other men. But when it comes to family tradition, when it comes to raising up a family, women play a much major role than men. So that's why we see, we compare, you know, mother as a cow and a father as a bull. The role of a father is he goes out, he work, he gets, you know, grains or, you know, gain money, and the mother is the homemaker, right? So when it comes that, they need a proper environment and proper shelter for them. Otherwise, if man is only exploiting, then the woman, you know, may not be able to raise the family in a proper standard. Then whole system collapse. So this is the fear of Arjuna. So he's saying, I don't want to be the cause of Varna Shankara. So, in every step, Prabhupada writes here, in every step, there are women. How are we going to deal with them? So, in a Prabhupada writes, gives this Varnashram. So, in Varnashram, so this is our Dharma. So, Varnashram Dharma is one Dharma. So, there is Swadharma, that we have two Dharmas. So first is Varnashram Dharma and second is the spiritual Dharma. So one has to follow Varnashram Dharma until the point of liberation. Once he is liberated, then he can follow the spiritual Dharma. So Varnashram Dharma gives us that first stage is Brahmacharya. So Brahmacharya means that one is trained in sense control and mind control, and studying under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, scriptures, and rendering menial service. So Prabhupada in one place, he writes in Bhagavad Gita that without sense control or mind control, there is no spirituality. You cannot have spiritual life or spirituality without sense control or mind control. Because a person who is controlling the mind, there is a verse in I think 5th chapter, 6th I think, the person who is controlling the mind is very dear to everyone. Because his consciousness is pure and he is satisfied within, that automatically attracts everyone. There is, you know, no one is against him. Even in the life of Goswami, they are dear to the ruffians and the devotees because they don't have any envy. They see everyone as equal. So with sense control and mind control, is very important. And this is given in the early stages of one's life. So with that, then he takes up higher responsibility or move the ladder, move up the ashram. Then he moves to Grahastha ashram. So Grahastha ashram is still ashram. So Prabhupada, you know, if you see different yoga system or different path in spirituality, only Bhakti Yoga, you know, giving us that option or giving us that facility that still you can be in Grahastha ashram and you can perfect your life. If you take other path or Ashtanga or other yoga, you know, style, they straight away say that you need to be celibate. There is no question of following this path if you are not celibate. Forget it. So there is no, you know, a window for other people, other path. But Bhakti Yoga is so powerful and so potent, it is above the material designation or any ashram. One can be a Grahastha and still can elevate or advance in spiritual life. If you see in our society, in our community, even some of the great devotees are, you know, practicing spirituality who are in Grahastha ashram. But the whole point of Grahastha ashram is that they are not to, you know, do they have license to indulge in sex, but that is not the goal of Grahastha ashram, or that is not the point that, you know, okay, each everyone has sense gratification. They can do freely mixing and freely do sense gratification. So that is not the point in Grahastha ashram. So from Brahmachari to Grahastha ashram means that everyone needs some support. That the woman is want some shelter, and at the same time men need some emotional satisfaction. Basically the relationship. So when that is there, then both can progress equally. If one can stay having a relationship with other mates, other, you know, they can have open their heart. So this is what, you know, Rupa Goswami says in Nectar of Instruction, that one should reveal his heart in confidence to devotees. Right? If we can have that kind of friendship and we have that kind of devotees, then one can continue his Brahmacharya ashram. So, you know, when the Grahastha ashram, they share everything. They share their heart. A person who is there with you knows in and out. So it's easy for them to assess, and then wherever they're lacking, they can help each other. You know, most of the time we see that woman is the cause of fall down. Woman is the thing. But in other cases, woman is also a cause of upliftment. Woman is also, you know, helping a person to become steady. So that is a ashram. Then again, moving to Vanaprastha and Sannyas. So Prabhupada write that all the ashram except Grahastha ashram, one is not allowed to mix with opposite sex. Because attachment to women, or, you know, this for in the starting of the verse, it says infatuation or bondage. This infatuation is sometimes maybe one side. You know, you may be infatuated or you may be having a crush with opposite sex, right? But there is no reciprocation. But there is no, you know, two-way traffic.
But when we are attached with women or attached to opposite sex, and there is a two-way traffic, that's why Bhagavatam says there is a hard knot in the heart. Because you are reciprocating, you're getting some result, you're getting some reward. Even though the happiness may be temporary and it is, you know, after the, not very long-lasting happiness, it's temporary and is very short, but still you are getting this reciprocation that creates the subtle body lock. The subtle body, so that's why, you know, when we are revealing the heart to someone in confidence, to devotee, that means we are opening up our subtle body to someone. We are revealing our mind, we are revealing our intelligence. So when we are attached to women, so that means we are revealing our subtle body, and there is a hard knot in our heart, and it is very difficult to cut. So that's why Prabhupada, you know, in most of the sex life, which will ground everyone to bodily consciousness. Switch on this. So, some technical issues.
Switch on.
Switch on.
It's on only.
Okay. Give that mic only in case. Hello. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Oh no. Grandpa got, you know, where is the flow now? So, yeah, the activity, sexual activity will ground them in bodily consciousness, makes them to feel that I am man, I am female, I am woman. And that is where the material existence starts. So Prabhupada writes in previous purport that material life means satisfaction of the tongue and satisfaction of genitals. So that is the material life. And material life means eat, drink, be merry and enjoy. And there are no concern for understanding one's spiritual identity and the process of spiritual advancement. So this is a success for Maya. If one can able to think that he is a body and his life is surrounded only in this body, so Maya is like the, you know, you've seen small children playing in the seashore with small pebbles. So Maya is throwing some colored pebbles and making us to not turn around and see the vast ocean of spirituality. And we are busy fiddling around with pebbles and stones, and Maya is getting success on that. But then when same activity is engaged, when Krishna says that I am the sex, means that when that activity is performed to procreate Krishna conscious children, then that becomes a purificatory activity. That means one is taking responsible for every action. So in Bhagavad Gita we see there are three doers. So the first doer is the living entity, and he desires, I want to do certain activity. Then the material nature or the modes of material nature will choreograph this activity, will provide facilities, will provide certain bodies, will provide activities. And this both, this is the second doer. And the third doer is the super soul or Paramatma, who is there within everyone. He sanctions the activity, he sanctions the desire, and also he sanctions the material modes to provide facility. So when we know this three doer, one may say that even while one, you know, maybe for example, we know we are suffering in this material world, miseries are there, everyone can vouch for it. So when we have a product, we have some defect in the product, we blame the manufacturer of the product. We blame, why this is like this? I am not responsible. It's a natural instinct that we play the blame game. So in Bhagavad Gita also says, one is not the doer, one is just a part of the doer, there are material modes involved, then super soul is there. Then the reaction or the sinful reaction or the, whatever consequences, it has to be given to them. Why I am undergoing? So in that section, Prabhupada writes that we are the initiator of the activities. We are starting the activities. Our desire comes from the heart. If we don't desire to do sinful activity, then, Krishna doesn't take away your independence. Material mode doesn't, gives us. So when we want desires, we desire to do certain activity, then we should take responsible of the consequences. So here, the journey of the soul, of the spirit soul, it's starting from the birth. Again, Kapila Muni explains till the death. So we have to be careful of choosing this association. Association with the opposite sex on the basis of lording it over or enjoying mentality, then it will cause bondage. Or association with person who is attached to opposite sex, also we have to be careful. Because if you see, when we associate, we imbibe the quality of the person. We want to be that person. And this association can be, either can be Vapu or Vani. One may say, okay, I am following this religious Varnashram. So Prabhupada writes here in a previous purport that one may claim to be a religious man. One can be, Prabhupada said, he said one can be Hindu, Muslim or a Christian. He can go perform his duty. But he should be careful of his circumstances. He should be careful of whom he is associating with. So, when we associate, that means there is a battle of faith of person who is associating. So for example, we have faith on Krishna, we have faith on spiritual path and spirituality. We are going to associate to the person to give our transfer our faith or to that other person. If that person have a tremendous faith on material things, material activities, and he has a full conviction of he is that body, that vibration we can feel. We will imbibe that faith. And our faith actually shaken. So that's why we should be careful of whom we are associating with. And we can, you know, if you see, we can easily figure it out. It's not so difficult at all. For us, we know what is our weak point. For us, we know what is the trigger point of Maya. We you know, you don't have to ask 100 people of what one can do. Is whenever we engage, so for example, when you know, I was yesterday, I was reading Bhagavad Gita. So in that section, it says, you know, that you have to engage your, that in the I think the fourth chapter, that a brahmachari will control his hearing. He does not control his material sound. A grahasa offers his sense objects in the fire of senses. So in that sacrifice section, Prabhupada was saying, you know, in the purport he was saying, one has to engage his hearing only in Krishna consciousness. One has to engage his, you know, tongue in vibration. One has to see, you know, all the senses, like Ambarish Maharaj. So while reading that alone, I've got a, you know, a pop-up or a some, you know, you know, call or, you know, WhatsApp or a distraction or, you know, some materialistic activity. So while reading only, you know, I'm getting distracted. So then when I read, then, you know, I was distracted, then I feel very guilty because, you know, you just now read that you have to engage your senses, mind, everything in the service of Krishna, and just read and then you are doing some other activity. Like, you know, I was reading and then, you know, I was checking newspaper. What is the news? Just while doing. So if that activity is not going to give Krishna consciousness, unless until you are going to use that activity, then it's difficult. So, you know, sometimes we say this, we have to do activities, we have to engage everything in the service of Krishna. That is very difficult for a neophyte or for a devotee who is just practicing. Using material things in the service of Krishna is very difficult because we can be allured or we can be carried away by our own motivation and, you know, intention. So the bhakti means, you know, unmotivated and uninterrupted. So rather, when we want to switch, then we can immediately do one of the five activities which is mentioned as a powerful potency, you know, panchanga bhakti. So one can immediately, you know, read Srimad Bhagavatam or chant Krishna or come to the deity, associate with a senior devotee. If you do this, there is no, you know, that activity in itself very spiritual. You don't have to deal with material activities and then engage in Krishna. Rather, if you do any of these five activity, you are forced to be in spiritual environment. You don't have to think much. You are automatically, you will be forced to in spiritual consciousness. So, seeking, one, we want to advance in Krishna consciousness. Of course, at least we have to have the desire that we want to progress forward in Krishna consciousness. Then we have to be careful in seeking this association. Because this is, you know, Prabhupada says, the association is more dangerous than committing suicide. So, And similarly, we yesterday also Keshav Prabhu said that Bhagavad Gita about the lust and anger. So when we are associating with opposite sex or person in who is attached to opposite sex, we have to see how we can use this lust. If we want to, you know, associate on the basis of lust or on the basis of lording it over, then we committing suicide voluntarily. It's a spiritual suicide. There is no question of then spiritual understanding. So previous verse, Prabhupada said that you can use this lust and anger in the service of Krishna. So lust means that we want it, whatever you see, whatever is good, we think that is for my enjoyment. So we have to divert or dovetail that we have to give this to Krishna. So whatever you see, whatever we get good, then that has to be offered best to Krishna. So in the same manner, when we have a family or when we have a dependence in our family, we should be dovetailing them or offering them in the service of Krishna. That is why we can able to dovetail that. Similarly, anger, Prabhupada said that one can engage his anger by preaching, getting anger against the atheistic propaganda or different philosophies. One should present our philosophy against them. We should be angry at them because they are people there who want to kill Krishna. So we can employ or we can engage the anger in that way. I'll just stop here and see if anyone has comments, question or correction, subject matter. Yes, bro.
Can you please give us some indications, your realization, how to please Krishna?
Oh,
there. A few points, how to please Krishna?
Oh, no, there's no like realization and all. Pleasing, whatever...
your senses, they say, please Krishna senses rather than your senses.
Pleasing Krishna is as easy if you please the devotees. Because by pleasing devotees, you can guarantee know that Krishna is pleased. Especially if you are pleasing your spiritual master, senior devotees, in fact all devotees. That way, you can please Krishna.
Really? You're talking about desires and how, sometimes it is passing over the desires, just to keep going in that way. But at the same time, they say that if you're chanting properly, the desire will go away. If you're chanting, it's not going good at the same time. But desires are there, but you're suppressing them. How to deal with that?
What is the question? No, we have desires and then sometimes we suppress the desires, not acting on that. But to get rid of the desires, we do chanting. But then chanting is not going good. Then what to do? So, most of the time, we develop so many desires. I want to do that, I want to do this, I want to, But then, when we contemplate and we make plan to achieve desire, that's where, we are moving to the next stage of acting and want to do it, willing to do it. So, for example, desire is there. Then you're thinking, then you're feeling, then you're willing, then you're acting. But there's certain desires pops up. If we, say for example, I want to eat outside. Right? I want to taste this. I want to eat this, for just an example. If we have a knowledge that Krishna says, say for example, if it's not offered to me, then you are verily eating sin. Then we can able to purify the desire. Okay, I'll make something offered to Krishna and then I have. Maybe initially you're not cooking for Krishna pleasure, right? Because you have that, at least make that as a sanctified food. At a start with. Then you can, increase in spiritual, then you want to quit for Krishna. So that's a higher state. But the desires, you know, if we have desire to, you know, do something or something, we should remind ourselves, like, you know, Bilwa Mangal Thakur, you know, when he went to visit the prostitute, the prostitute says, if only you can have this much of devotion towards Krishna, you would have become, you know, a great personality. That actually woke up Bilwa Mangal Thakur. So that desire, that, you know, if we know that these material desires can be eradicated by chanting, so why don't we desire for a good chanting?
You are doing both. You are desiring the good chanting, but at the same time you are desiring any kind of, you know, material desire.
So that means we are chanting means watering the seed of bhakti. Then there are other seeds also. That is also growing. So that means as a gardener, we should be more careful of how we are chanting and are we preparing our consciousness for chanting. We cannot expect that, you know, just by lip service and lip movement that the anarthas in our heart will get rid. No. It's a utopian world that, you know, we just do, you know, mechanical chanting and there is a progress. Of course, there is a little bit progress, but if we want to work on our desires and thing, we have to really plan and make conscious effort that I'm going to chant nicely. I'm going to, you know, morning I like to chant, I will chant nice rounds. Let me hear the Maha Mantra. Because if it is not coming up, sooner or later, more things are going to come up in your heart. Prabhupada writes here, every step you go out, every step you are coming in contact with sense objects. Are we going to vaccinate or immaculate for us to protect from outside? So like, you know, you are using mobile phone, right? Very attached to mobile phone. We make sure we charge the phone every day, right? We make endeavor, make sure without charging, how can I go out? And you know, you are an important person, important calls are coming, and one day you didn't charge. How do you feel? You miss so many opportunities. All the business are gone. Your sale went down. So similarly, we are chanting and material desires are going. So chanting is like our spiritual boost. And one day we didn't chant properly. Second day we didn't chant properly. Third day we didn't chant properly. Then, you know, the material desires will get the energy, will get the power to overrule our intelligence and mind. So we have to, time and again, at least make some endeavor that we chant attentively and properly. That is my understanding. Yes?
Prabhu, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 9.4, by me in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. The last line is, I am not in them, but Krishna is there as the super soul. Then why does Krishna say that I am not in them? Mm-hmm.
What's your question?
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 9.4 that in my unmanifested form everything is, you know, there manifested, there. Everyone in me, but I am not there in them. So, but Krishna is there as super soul why Krishna is saying that I am not in them? That's my question, Prabhuji.
What's the answer?
You can tell. I don't know.
What Krishna means is that because they're not devotees, they're not thinking of him, and so therefore his presence is not felt by them. Even though he's there in the form of a super soul, they're not aware of him, they're not thinking of him because they're not devotees. So in that sense, he's not there. Make sense? He is there, but he's not there also.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Prabhuji, you mentioned about women getting protection from mixing into the wrong crowd. So that,
yeah.
So, as a man, you mentioned it's a bound duty to protect women when we engage into grihastha ashram. So, whereas men are also susceptible to fall down when they engage with asatsanga, that is, wrong people.
Yeah.
So, how can, when a man himself is susceptible to fall, how can he protect women?
No, it's a proper, you know, there is example of fire and butter. That's why, you know, there is a samskara of vivaha, that you marry one person and you are attached to one person. So when a woman get married to men, so the duty, the main quality of woman is chaste and doing the duties and attached to men. And the men is, he need to be righteous and he is to be focused in spiritual path. So in cases that giving protection means that there are certain regulative principles and rules which everyone has to follow. And proper engagement is given. So in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, as I explained before, that certain religious activities and rituals are there and they are engaged in that, daily duties and everything. If that is not there, then they are prone to mix. It's a natural thing that everyone wants to mix. And if that person is irresponsible, then that's where, you know, problem occurs. So when a person is focused in spiritual life, so that is why before grihastha ashram, there is brahmachari ashram. So one is trained to control senses and mind. And when he is getting into grihastha ashram, then he is going to deal with two mind. So that way he can able to check that, you know, he is not carried away by the material ambition and material goals. And it's a responsibility for a husband to deliver his dependent. If he's not going to show a right path or set a right example for his family, right, then in scriptures, you know, he's not supposed to be called as husband or demigod or a king, or, you know, if they are not able to deliver the dependent. And then we all was women in previous life. So many lives we have done, we get, you know, if we are always thinking of opposite sex, then Krishna says at the time of death you will become. So we have been women, we have been men, we have been in woman body, men body, all kinds of body. Right? So when one perfect his life and goes, then the woman, because attached to men, she may also take birth as men and perfect her life. But for a devotee, if it become one person, if a person become, for example, if husband is there and wife become a pure devotee, you know, in the story of Prahlad Maharaj, Narasimha Dev, you know, giving that whoever in your connection, everyone is liberated. The whole family is liberated. So, you know, it's difficult, but it's possible. That's why, you know, Prabhupada also said that cooperation. That you see how you can cooperate and then progress. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop here. Nantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Kai go premanande.